From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to pass a package of anti-terrorism laws sought by the Bush administration. The final tally was 337-79. The Senate approved similar legislation last night. House Democrats and Republicans had crafted a compromise measure in committee, but GOP House leaders set that compromise aside and instead adopted most of the Senate legislation, which is what the White House favors. NPR's David Welner has this report from the Capitol.
House Republicans urged their colleagues to act swiftly on the anti-terrorism bill, which is dubbed the Patriot Act of 2001. Mike Pence, an Indiana Republican, said Congress cannot indulge in the luxury of lengthy debate over the measures contained in the bill.
Because of the attacks of September the 11th, and with the events that are scrolling across television screens in America at this very hour, Congress should act now, today, to empower our law enforcement authorities to protect our citizens. Compromises have to be made. Increased safety and security will require sacrifices for the American public.
But Democrats protested that many of the safeguards they inserted in the legislation last week had been removed. New York Democrat Louise Slaughter said the bill put on the floor of the House goes too far and gives unprecedented powers to law enforcement authorities.
Under the new bill, our own citizens can be wiretapped by the CIA. Immigrants can be deported for donating money to groups they didn't know were linked to terrorism. The government can introduce information obtained from illegal wiretaps in court, and significant new restrictions are placed on the disclosure of information from grand jury proceedings, changes which were made with no input.
And it wasn't just Democrats who objected to the bill's provisions. Idaho Republican Butch Otter was one of the few members of his party who voted against the anti-terrorism bill.
Nationwide warrants, secret courts, would have been familiar to the Founding Fathers, Mr. Speaker, because they fought against those very institutions when they fought the British. This bill promises security, but Americans need to be secure with their liberties.
But Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee, said the bill defended a constitution whose preamble provides for domestic tranquility, the common defense, and the promotion of the general welfare.
Well, let me tell you, on September 11th, our common defense was penetrated, and America's tranquility, welfare, and liberty were ruthlessly attacked. I urge the members of this body to stand united together in recognition of the important purpose we must serve in preventing terrorist attacks in the future and prosecuting those who have already attacked us.
But Democrat David Obie, also from Wisconsin, said this 140-page bill is not getting the kind of scrutiny it needs.
Now we've got a backroom quick fix going on, and I venture to say that virtually no one in this chamber, outside of perhaps a few people on the committee, have any idea what's in that bill. Why should we care? Well, it's only the Constitution. It's only individual liberty at stake.
But Sensenbrenner pointed out that certain provisions of the new bill will expire in 3 years, with a 2-year extension if the president so decides.
It is longer than the 2-year sunset contained in the bill passed by the Judiciary Committee, but nonetheless, I believe it does the trick.
But Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle warned today that the removal of money laundering provisions in the House version of the bill could complicate quick passage by the full Congress.
You can't deal with counterterrorism if you don't deal with money laundering. And so to divorce the two is preposterous. It's just not something that we are willing to support.
House GOP leaders say they're confident the Senate will also pass the anti-terrorism bill that came out of the House today, and that it will soon be signed by the president. David Welner, NPR News, the Capitol.